Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, page 70, side B. Soif soif, at the end. So also, Ki Amar Lei Nensu. When he says Nensu, that it was against his control, over his control, that the mishap happened. Lav Shvuya Boyi, would he not need a Shvua? So, since he would need a shvua in order to exempt himself for an argument of Nensu, as the Pasuk says, in Shemois Chav Beis Pasuk Yud, Shvuas Hashem Tia Bein Shneim Leisholach Yodim Lechas Re'eyu. So, if so, even when he argues that I have returned it, he cannot be believed because of the Migui without swearing on it. But from your words that you say that he's believed, Stam, without specifying, it seems like you're saying that he's believed even without a shvur. So Rabbi Chizda said to him, no, you're right. Just like with the argument of Nensu, he would have a shvur, he would only believe if he swears. Hachanami also, when he argues that he returned it, my Nemon. What is the meaning that I said that he's believed? I intended that this Nemon b'shvur, that he's only believed with a shvua that he swears that hechzart. So now the Gemara is going to find out whether Rav Chizda's halacha is something which everybody agrees to. So the Gemara says, "Leima, shall we say bepluktu dahani tanoim, that this is the same disagreement of this tanoim, that this halacha of Rav Chizda, that the one who had the deposit is believed to say that I returned it, that depends on aymach loikas the tanya we learned in Abrais." With regards to a shtar kis hayoytze al hayisoymim, in other words, a person comes and he takes out to the orphans a document in which it is written that he gave their father, the father of these orphans, he gave the father money in order that he should do business with the money. And half of the profit that he would make from the money will go to the person who gives him the money. And then he demands that they should give back the money that he gave to the father, and the orphans don't know whether the father gave back the money. So the Gemara says that the Yom Negoyla Amri, that is Shmuel of Karna, who were the judges of the exile, they said, Nishba, that the owner of the document swears that the father has not given back the money, the goyve kuloy, and he collects from the orphans the entire money that he gave. But the Dayan Eretz Yisrael Amri, and the judges of Eretz Yisrael, which are Abami and Abasi, they say, Nishba, the owner of the document swears that the father did not give him back the money, but v'goyve mechza, but he only collects from the orphans only half of the money that he gave. And the Gemara explains now what their disagreement is. Udekul alma, all of them agree, whether it is the judges of the goyle, the judge of Eretz Yisrael, that isluhu de nahar doy, they hold the halacha, the ruling of the sages of Nardoy. The Amre Nardoy say in Baba Metziyu Kudalet Omid Beis, that high iska, that this business deal, in other words, this situation where a person gives money to his friend so that he should do business with the money and he should make a profit with the money that he's giving him, so that and they should split the profits amongst them equally. So the Chachamim Nardoy said that the Chachamim instituted that the money that he gave is palgo milva. Half of them is a loan by the person who received the money, and therefore he is responsible even if the money happens on oinus, since half of the money is considered a loan. So then no matter what happens to the money in the possession of the person that is holding it to do business with him, he still has to give back the money because those money are a loan to him. But half of the money is considered to be a deposit in the one who received it, and he is not obligated and responsible for einsin, for mishaps beyond his control. And therefore, everybody agrees that half of the money, which is the loan, the one who gave the money can collect from the orphans with a shavua. Because since on these money, if the father would have argued, I gave it back, so he had no migui to argue that it was nansu, that it was a mishap for the money. Why? Because even if he would argue that it was nansu, that there was a mishap, he would still be responsible on half of it, which is a milva. And therefore, he is also not believed by arguing and saying, I return them, because the one who is demanding will say, because the document, your document in my hand, what is it doing? I have a document that I deposited the money. However, with regards to the half, which is considered to be a pikadon, which is considered to be a deposit, half of the money that he gave him to do business with, which is considered to be a pikadon in his hand, there is a disagreement. The Gemara thinks that this would be the disagreement. My love, b'ho, kom miflige. Shall we not say that this is the point of contention in which the Dayonim from the Goyla and the Dayonim of Yisrael disagree? The Mar Sovar, the judges of the exile, the Dayonim Goyla, they hold that their father would not be believed to say, I return the money, and to exempt himself, even on that money, that half, that he does have an argument of amigui, that he could have said nansu, he could have said there was a mishap, because Motzi Amale can still tell him, the one who gave him can argue against him, if you gave it back to me, shtarcha biyadi, my boy, what is your document doing in my hand? And therefore, also the Yisoymim, we won't argue for the orphans as something which the father could not argue, and therefore he's going to collect from them also that half of the money, which is called a pikadon, which is considered to be a pikadon. Umar Sovar, and this one holds, the judge of Eretz Yisrael, they hold loy. No, that the one who gave the money cannot argue to their father that the document, what is it doing in my hand? Because the father had a migui that he could have argued nansu and be free. And since the father was believed to say that I returned the garment, so therefore we will also argue for the orphans that the father returned the deposit, and he cannot collect from them the half of the money, which is considered to be a deposit, not a loan. And therefore it turns out that the judges of the exile, they disagree with Reb Chisda, and they hold that he is not believed with a migui to say Hechazarti, if the mafki, the one who presented it, has a shtar, and the Dayan Eretz Yisrael do hold like Reb Chisda. The Gemara says, Amrei, I will say, look, this is not in what this agreement of Dayan Egoel and Dayan Eretz Yisrael are arguing about. The Kulei Alma, all the Amoraim, Islahu de Reb Chisda, they hold like Reb Chisda, that the one who was deposited is believed to say that I gave the money because he has a migui, even against the argument of Shtar Chabiyodi, my boy, despite the fact that he has a document, they still have the migui. V'hocha b'hocha miflegei, and here, in the situation, if you can collect the portion of the pekodin from the orphans, this is what the disagreement is about. The Mar Sovar, the judges of the Goyla, they hold that you can also collect the portion of the pikodin, and the Yisoymim do not have the exemption that their father could have said that he returned it, because im isa de pare, because if it was true that the father did return the deposit during his lifetime, Meimava Omar, he would have told them at the time of his death that he gave it back. And since the father didn't say so at the time of his death, and also there's a document that is found in the hand of the one who's demanding, so we won't argue for the orphans that the father returned. Umar Savar, and the judges of Eretz Yisrael, they hold That does not prove anything from the fact that the father did not say at the time of his death, because Emer Malach Hamavis would answer. I will say that maybe the angel of death who forced him, in other words, maybe the Malach Hamavis killed him all of a sudden. He hadn't had the chance to say so to his children. And therefore, we argue for the Yisoimim that the father returned the Pikodin, and the one who's demanding cannot take out from them only the portion of the milva. The Gemara brings two dinim that Rav Huna Bar Ovin said that seem to be contradicting one another, and it explains it according to, based on the distinction that we just said above. Sholach Rav Huna Bar Ovin, Rav Huna Bar Ovin said two halachas. Number one, he said, one who deposits by his friend money with a document, and then the person argues that I have returned it to you. So Nemon, then he is believed with a migui, because he could have argued Nensu, and the Mafkid cannot argue against him, well, what is your document doing in my hand, like Rav Chisda said before, and we do say the migui. Then he also said another halacha, Ushtar kisa yetza la yisoimim, that if there is a document of a kis of this iska that goes out on the yisoimim, so that the father gave money, that he gave money to their father for an iska, which would be looked at half of it as a loan and half as a pikodin, as explained before. So nishba, so then the one who gave will swear that he hadn't returned, that the father hadn't returned the money, and he collects all the monies that he has given, which is like the view of the judges of the Goyle before, that it seems that we don't believe in Amigui. So the Gemara, Tati, two aloches, contradict each other. Because since the depositor is believed to say that I returned the deposit, so we should also argue so for the orphans that the father returned half of the money, which is the pikadon. So why does he collect the entire shtar, the entire document from the yisoim? And the Gemara answered like we said before, Shani Hosom. Over there it's different when you're coming to collect the pikadon from the orphans, because the im is the para. The pare, because if it is true that the father actually returned the pikodin, meimar hava omar, so the father would have told them at the time of his death that he already gave back the deposit. Since the father did not say so at the time of his death, and also the document is now found in the hand of the one who gave the deposit, so we won't argue for the orphans that their father returned it. The Gemara explains, like, whom is the halacha in the case of a shtar kisa yetzal yisoimim when this document of the iska goes against the orphans? Rava Omar, Rava says hilchasa. The ruling is like the judges of Eretz Yisrael, that when a shtar kisa that goes al yisoimim nishba, the one who deposited, v'goyve mechza, he can only collect the half which was a loan, which the father would have had to repay regardless. Omar Marzutra said, hilchasa kadayone goyla, that the halacha is like the judges of the goyla, that the depositor can swear and take the entire amount of money. So the Gemara asked, Omar le'ravina le'marzutra, so Ravina said to Marzutra, how could you say that Aloha is like the judges of the Goyla, that he could swear and take the entire? V'omar Rove, but Rove said that Aloha is Nishba v'goyve mechza, that Nishba v'goyve mechza, he can only collect half. The Gemara says, Omar Lei. So Marzutra responded to Ravina, Anon, the laws of the Dayone Goyla, of the judges of the Goyla,